Good morning and welcome to hour number two of Better Lawns and Gardens. I've been out in the landscape and we hope you have too. In fact, it's a good time to add a new tree or shrub. Lance Walheim joins us with some planting tips and how to control caterpillars and aphids some have been reporting in new home plantings. He'll bring us up to date on the California fires and how they're affecting the plants too. And we're awaiting your phone calls, of course, at 407-916-5400. Or you can text us at 23680. It's a good time to have that gardening question answered or just make a comment. Kelly's at the controls. Teresa Watkins, Joni, and I are hosting the program from our homes. So please join Kelly, Teresa, Lance, Joni, and me to make sure you get the gardening information you need. It's Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCoven, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCoven. We'll be right back.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call now, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182. Again, that's 800-238-9182.
Here's an important COVID-19 announcement for businesses and schools. Has the COVID-19 pandemic stalled or disrupted your business or normal schedules? Has your revenue dropped drastically? Are your customers anxious about coming back into shop? Well, we've got great news. Pulse Innovations has developed a thermal system with facial and temperature recognition that can end your troubles right now. Everyone knows that one of the fastest and most reliable ways to identify COVID and other viruses is to detect fever. Our new high-tech development can scan up to 20 people all at once from 10 feet away to provide an immediate reading of those that may have a temperature. This system can give your customers a peace of mind when coming into your business. Call us for free details and a free no-obligation demo. Call right now and get that peace of mind.
800-734-5114. 800-734-5114. 800-734-5114. That's 800-734-5114.
Good morning and welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens, hour number two. It was so wonderful to be outdoors this week. From about midweek on, Jim reported a 49-degree low one morning in Newberry, Florida, and Beverly wrote me it was 50s in Tallahassee. Others saw a low of mid-60s. Fall is here, and so far we've had adequate or better than average rainfall. In fact, the rains have beat down a number of my plants. It's my fault, however, as I did not apply a mulch to help keep the soil from splashing up on the plants. Well, I'll be doing a little bit better, I hope. I've been getting questions about fall trees and shrub plantings, and joining us today with the answers we need will be Lance Walheim, spokesperson for BioAdvance, in just a bit. He'll also help us control caterpillars and aphids feeding high in the trees. How do you get up there to get them? I bet he's going to tell us to get a ladder and climb up and pick them off. I don't know. Thanks for stopping by for the second hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. We're waiting for your phone calls at 407-916-5400. You might want to wait until the interview's over, then you can call us. We'll let you know when. Or anytime you want, text us at 23680. I have a number of text comments here, and we'll get to those in just a little bit. It's a good time to have the gardening question answered or just make a comment. Webpage for October is up. I have a feature on my bananas. Take a look. Check out the picture. Will I get to enjoy them? That's the question. Joni has the paper wall story with a nice picture. And I have 10 ways to kill a tree and a day in the garden. There's also Tom's Got to Do's Moonsign Planting Dates. Take a look. BetterLawns.com. Been getting a lot of questions. Ask yours also. Kelly is at the controls in the studio, and we'll be answering your phone calls. Teresa, Joni, and I are hosting the program from our homes. Again, you can call us at 407-916-5400 or text us at 23680. Welcome back to hour number two, gang.
Thank you so much, Tom. I wanted you to break into song singing. You have a lovely bunch of bananas.
Yes,
or is
I
that
do.
Coconuts?
Coconuts.
I was thinking bananas.
I've got a large stem. Yes, we do have bananas. Bananas today. Dum-dum-dum-dum-dum.
That's it. I love it.
That didn't go on radio, did it?
You do not hear that everywhere. Kelly has the button. He can cancel it if he wants.
It's going live. Okay.
Going live. It's fall in October. The days are shorter than nights. Did you realize that? The days are shorter than the nights right now. And cooling weather is helping the tomatoes set their fruits, and poinsettias will be initiating their blooms. I want a tomato update from Teresa.
We have tomatoes. They are growing, and we also have a lovely set of peppers, and so they're doing good. So I'm very pleased. I have one tomato that's kind of bending over. It looks like it's got a little bit of the mites on it, and it's not doing well. But the rest of them are doing fine, including the sunset and the phoenix.
How about that? Very good. So my tomatoes are up there, too, and they're just starting to set. This is when they're going to set. Kelly, you like this cooler weather?
I love it.
Yeah, it's neat. And Jim said 49 degrees in Newberry, which is outside of Gainesville. And Beverly says the 50s up in the north portion of Florida. And so this is my weather. I can get out there and I can enjoy it, that's for sure.
Me too.
Yeah. Pull weeds?
I've been pulling weeds. I didn't do a trash can report. My trash can report, I think, was four this week. Four containers of weeds. You can't believe how well the weeds have been growing.
Okay. But
right now, why don't we find out how the weeds are growing for our good friend Lance Walheim, is an author, farmer, and well-known horticultural expert and spokesperson for BioAdvance. Lance, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tom. I got to tell you, when I heard you sing, I almost hung up.
You thought you had the wrong program, right?
Yes, I did. I definitely
you can
did.
Sing now.
Yeah, Joni wants you to sing now.
Yeah.
You don't want that.
Yeah. Now you're not home right now, right? You're on the road.
Yeah, that's right. I'm actually up in Portland. We're visiting my daughter and her family, and spending some time with my lovely little 2-year-old granddaughter. So we're having some fun.
Is that Portland, Maine?
No, Portland, Oregon.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
Joni's always hoping. She's going to send you up there in the Maine. Yeah.
I've been there. I love it.
Yeah, I'm a maniac. I've been there.
Yes.
I've been many years there.
Totally a maniac. Hey, we want to know you've escaped California there. Now, what about the fires?
Oh, boy, I'll tell you, it's the gift that just keeps on giving. I lived in St. Helena in the Napa Valley for 10 years, and, you know, they've just had a terrible fire there and unfortunately turned one of the most beautiful places in the world to I don't know what. But, I these things are going to – the results of these fires are going to last because the big creek fire, which was by us, they said it destroyed 25% of the watershed. So now it's affecting our water, and we're going to have shortages there, and we're going to have erosion. So it's going to be a difficult summer after these fires.
Difficult winter. Yeah. Now you're picking citrus right now, right?
Yeah, that's right. We've started to pick some of our Asian specialties, the sudachis, which are like a small lime that have a very unique juice flavor. And we've started with the yuzus at all. Both of those also, but both of those are, we pick them green because they really have an intense flavor in the oils of the rind at that stage. The yuzu is almost a piney, unique flavor and aroma.
Now, do the fires, the smokes affect the taste and everything, or?
Well, at this point, no. I don't think it's going to affect the taste. I think it might have an effect on the health of some of the trees. It's very caustic. It's cutting a lot of the sun. So it's going to be interesting to see if it affects the harvest of some of the sweet fruit. It's really impacted the grape harvest, obviously. They do get tainted with the smoke flavor, but I don't think that'll get through the rinds.
Wow.
How do the fires start all the time?
Well, you know, we've had all these years of drought, and there's so many dead trees up in the mountains here anyway. And then, the honest answer is, you know, we do need to do a better job of managing the forest. And we have a lot of people that want to live in those areas, and they have to maintain their homes as well. So it's a combination of a bunch of different things, but the dead trees are up there are just unbelievable. They just go up like matches.
Well, now many will be replanting trees, and people here also, and I guess one of the reasons we need more trees because we've lost some, but many people just like them for shade and things, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, think about what trees do for us. They're the hardest working part of our landscape. They beautify our homes and neighborhood, clean the air, provide wildlife habitat. They shade, you know, reducing our energy energy use in the middle of summer. Prevent erosion control, add value to your house. You know, but the other thing to me is planting a tree is really showing that you have a belief in the future. And if there's any time we need to do that, it's a good time to do it. But you're right. We're losing trees everywhere. We need to keep planting.
Yeah, Teresa, you keep planting trees, right?
I would be planting trees. So Lance, good morning. So how,
good morning.
If somebody was new and they wanted to plant a tree, they really want to get out there and make an effort, where would they decide to plant a tree? Where's this a good place?
Well, you know, the first thing to do is to, it's so easy to go into a garden and nursery center and just see a beautiful tree or look at the label and see the flowers and say, that's the one I want. But you need to do the right homework and get the tree that's going to fit the space that you have. You don't want to plant too close for, you know, it's going to have any foundation problems like you were talking about earlier. You don't want a lot of litter on your patio. Crepe myrtles make a mess on the patio if you put them right next to it. But, you know, so the other thing you should think about is for energy conservation, the University of Florida has some wonderful bulletins on how to position your shade trees around your house. And you can cut your air conditioning costs in summer by, you know, up to 25%, some people say. So you need to think carefully about it, consider the size and shape of the tree, the invasive roots, and how well it's adapted to the specific conditions on your site. So do a little bit of homework. You're going to have to live with these trees for a long time. So if you make a mistake, you're going to be sorry.
You're right. And people often take them out after that period of time. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about planting a tree, maybe with a good minute tree planting information.
Well, you want to make sure that you dig the hole to the proper depth, take the tree out of the pot, rough up the roots a little bit. You don't want it deeper than the planting depth in the container. You want it maybe a little bit higher, so you don't want that tree to settle in. Make the hole about twice as wide as the diameter of the root ball. Get it in there, set it properly, and fill it. And then make sure you're going to water properly. They probably won't need any fertilizer. If you do, maybe next spring. Mulch it, stake it properly, and you're off and running.
So Lance, what if people notice that they have webs and they see symptoms of caterpillars and sooty mold and things in their trees?
Well, you know, you can get a lot of pests in trees, both the new trees and the older trees. So it really pays to pay some attention to that because they're, you face it, a big tree is hard to spray. And that's where the BioAdvanced tree and shrub protectant seed really helps out because you apply it to the roots, it's absorbed up into the tree, according to the label instructions, of course, and then it protects it from the inside out. Now, if you are having a problem with caterpillars, you want to make sure that you get tree and shrub protect and feed too. And so look at the label carefully, because that's the one that controls the caterpillars and all the other pests, such as the aphids, which can be your real mess again, and the crepe myrtles, the whitefly. And you can get a lot of help at bioadvance.com. We've got some great tools there. Make sure you get the right thing.
So, Lance, okay, if you're applying that protect and feed, the tree and shrub protect and feed, do you put it up next to the trunk, or how far out do you go with it?
You put it close to the trunk. The directions call for it to be a little away from the trunk. It comes in a granular or a liquid form. If it's granular, you put it down, spread it down. You don't have to put it under the entire canopy. It's effectively absorbed right around the trunk, just a little ways away. And then we also have the liquid, which is watered in. And it's the amount that you use, according to the label instructions, is based on the circumference of the tree. So it works very good. It protects a tree up to 12 months.
Now, I was going to ask you, do we need to retreat it, but in 12 months?
Well, you know, it's applied once a year, and that's a calendar year. So if you apply it in the fall, you could apply it again sometime, say, in later spring, but you wouldn't be able to apply it the rest of the year. So it's, yep, it's a once-a-year application, calendar year.
Now, I think that one also has labeling for container plants, right?
Yeah, that's right. Some of the, make sure if you're going to use it on the pots that you read the label carefully and see that you get the right one. But yeah, it works very well on pots, on potted, yeah, plants.
Yeah, because I know I have crotons, and they pick up scale insects, and I use it and it just wipes them out. Really good. And
yeah,
mealybug.
Yeah.
Does,
yeah,
great,
especially
job.
If you get it early on, it's really effective. And the great thing is you don't have to spray.
Yeah, so that's what I like. Easy to use also. Lance, we appreciate,
exactly,
it very much. You enjoy the family and visiting and everything. And
I will.
I
thanks so much, Tom.
I hope everything tames down in your area there as far as the fires and everything. Are they getting any control?
Yeah, they are, and some of the big ones, I think they're up to about 50%, but the problem is the weather is just not cooperating. We're up in the hundreds, I think, today,
wow,
and the winds are blowing,
wow,
again.
Okay.
So
when will you get
just
rain?
Never know. We usually start to get rain early November, mid-November.
Okay.
Up here in Portland, where they also had fires, they did get some rain here, and that helped. But, yeah, if we could get to just a, we're supposed to have a change in humidity next week, so that'll help a lot.
We'll keep our fingers crossed.
Yeah, we'll be
thinking
about you. Thank you, Lance. You take care.
Thank you.
Thank you. I will.
Very good.
Bye.
Very good. And it's time for us to take a break. That was Lance Wallheim, by the way, spokesperson for BioAdvance, farmer, well-known horticultural expert, author, and good friend. And we appreciate him joining us and bringing us up to date. And it's good advice about the tree and shrub protect and feed, by the way. I use it, and it works very well. We'll be back. When we come back, we're going to have your questions. I'm Tom McCubbin, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Whoa, what a whopper. Where's my net? Whoa!
They say your life flashes before your eyes, right before you die.
It's a girl!
Life jackets save lives. Visit myfwc.com for more information.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-461-0573. 800-461-0573. 800-461-0573.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
I represent Low Cost Airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Thanks for joining us today. I think it's going to be a rainy weekend. I don't know, but we'll get more rain, that's for sure. But right now, we're waiting for your phone calls at 407-916-5400, 916-5400, area code 407. Please give us a call if you got a question, or you can text us, 23680. While we're waiting for the calls, Teresa, I've got a whole list of questions here. And
I am ready.
Okay. It says, I have a potted banana plant, and it's sprouting little bananas at the base. Should I leave those in the pot or remove? I hope it's a big pot.
I hope so, too, because it's going to get crowded awfully quick.
Yeah. My suggestion is, you know, if they're still really small and everything, you could leave them. Otherwise, I think you're going to have to start doing some division, take them off and start some more probably.
Right, and bananas do sucker. That's what that's how they're propagated. They do sucker. So, I would say probably divide them up and take them out, or just let the one banana fruit and then let them start suckering again.
Yeah, because once it fruits, you're going to cut the banana plant down anyway.
Exactly.
Okay, here's another one. My basil plants have shriveled new leaves. They're green. Get it back up there. Green, but look like someone pulled a loose thread and the leaves shrink. I love it. It says they've tried organic antifungal products and neem oil and also pruned them heavily. You know, my thought is basil plants only last for a certain period of time. And so this may be a plant just getting older and you're starting to have root problems and stem problems. I don't know. What do you think?
I think so. You know, they're just one of the, the basils. Plants have seeds and they fall down to the ground and they start to grow. You're not expected to keep an annual or even an herb for a lifetime.
Yeah. Well, we have to remind people basil is an annual, and it may be a long-lived annual, but it also, you know, deteriorates. So I think what they're seeing may be normal on the plants.
Okay, right. It's time to let it go.
Yep. Here's one for you. To attract birds, which juniper tree or red cedar do you recommend? Plus and minus uses of this type of tree in Central Florida. What do you think?
Well, they can use any. Any of the natives will be a foundation plant, a good plant for the birds to get out of weather and to, you know, nest in and just sit in and look out at the rest of the world. So any of the native cedars will be fine. You just have to find the right one for the size of the area that you're going to place it in, because cedars can get big. And so they don't like to be transplanted. I've had some luck with that, but if I've transplanted five, three of them have died. So you just want to make sure you're putting it in the right place.
Yeah, and when we say red cedar, you know, we're talking about the native cedar, like you said, and it does get little berries on it and things like that. But what I've noticed also, most of the red cedars, there's some I think that are named varieties now of the native one, but in general, if you just get the row run, you may get different shapes to them. Have you noticed that?
Yes, they like to do their own thing. So, you know, you want to make sure you get all of the same variety when you plant, if you're doing a whole row of them. And they are just very, and, you know, plants are individuals too. So, you know, they do their own thing. But, you know, you want to make sure you're getting the size that you need for the area.
Yeah, and if it's a native red cedar,
they get big.
They can get big and wide. That's the other thing. So give it room. Don't put it right up next to the house and expect it to do fine.
And then space the other cedars appropriately, too. I mean, it's going to look like there's a lot of space between them, but after a couple of years, they're going to be touching each other.
Yes, no doubt about that. If you want to give us a call, now's the time. Kelly's getting lonely.
We have two calls. So we have Karen in St. Petersburg. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning. How are you?
Hello. We're fine. How can we help you?
I planted two crepe myrtles about 2 years ago, and they look like they're pretty good about a month out of every year. They get really nice leaves and flowers, and then it just pretty much goes bare for the remainder of the 10 months or so. Now, I notice on the bark, there's like white-green scales. I'm not sure if it's a fungus or if that's supposed to be like that.
Well, those are lichens, probably, right, Tom?
Yeah, I think they're lichens. Normal things, and they'll slough off when the bark sloughs off. So I don't worry about them, Teresa.
Well, I don't worry about them either. They're kind of symbiotic. They just kind of, you know, that's what crepe myrtles do, and you can see them. But having too many of them, and especially if you're getting the tillandsias, the little plants on the branches, may indicate some stress. So you're saying you're only getting leaves for about a month, and does it bloom for you?
Yeah, it blooms, and it's beautiful when it blooms. It blooms all over the plant. But again, it only lasts about a month. Now, I know that the blooms don't last that long, but the leaves also seem to shrivel up and fall off.
Okay, so are they getting water?
They're getting somewhat water, not a huge amount.
So it's just really rainfall then, you're saying?
Yeah, it's mostly rainfall. Yeah.
Okay, I would probably say that you need to fertilize it. Okay, and then, you know, new trees, you know, for the first 3 to 5 years need to have consistent watering. You can't just really base it on, you know, the rainfall. And so I'm going to say that it's probably not doing well at the root base. Tom, what do you think?
Yeah, I think so. And crepe myrtles take a little more care. They have nice-looking crepe myrtles. And you're right, fertilizer, I do it 3 times a year at least, once in March, once in May, and once in August. And the other thing about it, if it goes through a dry time, they're going to lose their leaves. They're going to really look bad. So you got to keep the moisture up. And then going through the summer, we get Cercospora leaf spot. And a lot of the crepe myrtles really had a lot of Cercospora leaf spot, and the leaves were dropping this summer. But
right,
that's fairly normal. But water, fertilizer, those are the two main things.
There you go, Karen.
And what fertilizer would you recommend?
Any one of the slow-release ones. We have Dynamite, we have Shake and Feed, we have Osmocote. Those are some that I go to, and there's others also.
Great, that's
just
perfect. Thank you.
Just a regular blooming fertilizer, slow-release. That's what's recommended.
Okay.
Okay, perfect.
Thank you. We have Lee in Orlando. Good morning, Lee. How can we help you?
Hello.
Good morning. I have two questions.
Okay.
First one is, I have a plumeria. It's
okay.
Always turned to yellow and the leaves die off. So what can I do to make it stay green?
Okay, now the leaves turn yellow first. They get yellow spots in them?
Yes.
Okay, that's rust. And that's very common. A plumeria or frangipani will get rust. And you, if you want to control it, you have to get a fungicide. Get one up. It says Rust. Immunox is one. The BioAdvance has one. Those are two of them that are out there. Just follow the instructions. Fertilome has one. And you can go through and just spray it. But you have to catch it early. Or as soon as you notice the rust and apply the fungicide, and that's how you're going to control it. The rust is probably not going to kill your plant, but it makes it look bad, doesn't it?
I know. What is the name of the brand that I'm supposed to look for?
Okay, there's several of them. One of them is called Immunox for Ornamentals. It's a fungicide. Get the Immunox fungicide for ornamentals, or BioAdvanced, which used to be Bayer. It's BioAdvanced now, has one for flowers and shrubs. And Fertilome has one, which is their systemic fungicide. So you have at least three of them out there available.
Okay. Another question is, all my shrubs this year, I have never had that before, very white, round, on the leaves, full of it, and then some of the other side is dark, like a fungus.
Sooty mold, yeah.
Yeah, could be. My guess is when you the white that's on there, can you flick it off with your finger?
Yes.
Okay, probably mealybugs, Teresa, or
yeah.
Scale?
Yep, mealybugs or scale. It's an insect issue, so they're just stressed out. How often do you fertilize all of your plants?
Okay.
Lee, yeah, how often do you fertilize?
I don't do fertilize. This one is just every year it blooms, and, you know, all year round. I have never done anything.
Okay, well, they're starting to get stressed out now, so they need some nutrition, okay?
Uh-huh.
So what you need to do is get on a regular fertilizing, you know, base where you're just going to manage your plants, fertilize them, apply the fungicide when necessary, and, you know, just don't let them stress out. They're getting stressed out because they're not healthy.
Yeah, and the one that has the mealybugs, the white things on the top, get one of the natural insecticides, insecticidal soap or neem oil. Go for the neem oil.
Yep.
Or if it's a shrub, you can use the tree and shrub protect and feed also, any one of those. Hey, guys, thank you very much, Lee.
Thank you.
Appreciate the call. I hope that helps out a little bit. It's time for us to take a break. That means that you have time to give us a call. The number here is 407-916-5400. I'll give you that one more time. 916-5400, area code 407. We have a number of text messages here. If you'd rather go that route, it's 23680, and you can text us. So we'll be back. I'm Tom McCubbin, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call now, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182. Again, that's 800-238-9182.
Do you ever dream of doing something great for God? Maybe one day you'll write a huge check to your favorite charity or provide help for a special ministry in your church. Many folks waste so much time waiting to do something big that they miss the opportunity to serve right now. The Bible teaches us this is backwards. Start where you are. Jesus took simple things from ordinary folks and turned them into resources beyond imagination. One day a little boy offered his lunch of 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread to Jesus, and Jesus multiplied it to feed 5,000 families with lots left over. This same Jesus can turn simple things you bring to him, like material gifts and daily deeds of service or a kind word to a hurting person, and multiply them into great blessings. Give God all you have, as small as it may seem, and trust him to do the rest. I promise you, he will. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Here's an important COVID-19 announcement for businesses and schools. Has the COVID-19 pandemic stalled or disrupted your business or normal schedules? Has your revenue dropped drastically? Are your customers anxious about coming back into shop? Well, we've got great news. Pulse Innovations has developed a thermal system with facial and temperature recognition that can end your troubles right now. Everyone knows that one of the fastest and most reliable ways to identify COVID and other viruses is to detect fever. Our new high-tech development can scan up to 20 people all at once from 10 feet away to provide an immediate reading of those that may have a temperature. The system can give your customers a peace of mind when coming into your business. Call us for free details and a free no-obligation demo. Call right now and get that peace of mind.
800-734-5114. 800-734-5114. 800-734-5114. That's 800-734-5114.
And I'm looking out my window right now at a nice planter full of marigolds, bright yellow marigolds. And then I have another planter that has zinnias in them. I like the little dwarf type of zinnias, and they're orange and kind of reddish and white. And just cheer me up in the morning. Kind of neat
to
be able to do that, yes. And Teresa, you want to shout out to a couple of people here?
Our Facebook page is getting a lot of likes, and I'm really excited about it. I want to just say thank you to Craig and Jorge and Diane and Jacob for liking our posts. And we're getting, I mean, we have such loyal listeners out there, but go to the Facebook page and go through, and we'll be posting everything we talked about today over the weekend. So you'll find that too as well.
Good. Thanks, Teresa. We got a phone call?
We do. We have Michael in Melbourne Beach. Good morning, Michael.
Hello, Michael.
Well, good morning to all of you. Hello. Hi, Johnny. I have this year's seedlings for avocados and mangoes. They're 8 to 12 inches tall already. And, of course, they're in the little seed pot, so I need to transplant them. Being that winter's coming, I guess I'm going to probably have to think about bringing them in if we were to be so unlucky as to get it below 80 where Joni gets cold. So I thought maybe I'd ask you what size pot that I should probably start with, and do I want to put the gravel in the bottom and then the garden soil in and then put transfer them?
Okay, well, we don't need to put in the gravel at the bottom anymore. Yeah. It's a gardening myth. You don't have to do that. You just want to make sure there's good drainage. Tom?
Yeah, that's what I was. That was the first thing I was going to say. I just pop the soil in, pop the plant in, and take good care of them. And I don't know, you know, they're seedlings, and they're in small containers right now. A gallon probably is all the bigger you have to go right now.
Okay,
makes it easier for you too to manage them.
Oh yes, yeah. It does. I just didn't want to have to try to transplant them 2-3 times because I don't do well in transplanting. But the gallon sounds good. I mean, they'd have a lot of room at least through the winter.
Yeah, and you're going to grow them, and then you're going to transplant them back out or give them away or share them come spring, right?
Who knows? Just doing it for fun. Hey, thank you all very much. Listen, y'all be safe. Watch this virus, and I hope you have a great weekend. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Michael.
Okay, Mike.
Let's go to Eric in Tallahassee. Good morning, Eric.
Hi, Eric.
Hi. Hi, good morning. How are you guys today?
What's the temperature right now?
It is 57 degrees. With 77% humidity.
Whoa!
How about that? Yeah, nice, good gardening weather.
Yes, absolutely. Also, I think it's a good time to put the winter weed and feed on my yard, right?
Yeah, now is the time to do it, especially in your area. Now, it depends on what type of lawn you have. If you have centipede, for instance, you probably wouldn't even have to fertilize it at all. But if you have weeds, you'll probably want to get them under control. But yeah, St. Augustine. Last call for Bahia if you're going to fertilize the Bahia, but this would be the time, right?
Okay. Well, I've got centipede in the front, some Zoysia mixed in the backyard and in the front, and then some San Augustine in the back. So I have a kind of a times 57 yard.
Yeah, cosmopolitan, we call that, yeah.
Yeah, what'd you call it?
A cosmopolitan lawn, a nice yeah. mixture. With the centipede out front, does it need fertilizer?
It doesn't look like it needs fertilizer, but it gets a lot of weeds, especially in the wintertime. And I got a lot of weeds in the front and the backyard last year, and I've heard I can put a pre-emergent weed killer on it, and I was wondering what kind I ought to use.
You know, I'm not a big pre-emergent fan, but if it's a good dense lawn, you're going to be fine. But most pre-emergent products keep the grasses from spreading, rooting down. So if it's a good, nice, dense lawn, go for it. Use the pre-emergent. Otherwise, you need to get any weeds under control that are there right now, or you do it with a liquid or you do it with a weed and feed, either one.
Okay. So what would you recommend as far as a liquid, weed and feed or granular weed and feed?
Any one of them out there, they're all good brands, and they all contain something similar. BioAdvance has a nice one that I like. You have to wet the surface, but you can't put it on all grass types. You have to read a label. You can't use it on Bahia, for instance. But just follow the label on the products. But Scotts has a good one, Fertilome and Sunnyland. They all have good weed and feed type products. Just follow the label.
All right. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. You guys have a great day.
Thank you, Eric. Appreciate it. Eileen in Polk City. Good morning, Eileen.
Hi, Eileen.
Good morning. How are you?
Let me check. Let's see. I'm okay. Good.
We're good.
Okay, good. I have a gardenia bush. It was cut back about 5 years ago, and it shouldn't have been cut back, but it got cut back anyway. It has done nothing. Absolutely nothing. It has not grown. It has not bloomed. It's done nothing for me.
Have you watered, fertilized it? Have you fertilized
it? I have fertilized it. We have gotten a lot of rain.
Yeah.
And we're going to get a lot of rain the next 2 days.
Yeah, rains could keep it too moist. Gardenias are high-maintenance plants, I'll be honest with you, if you want production. Fertilize them in March, May, August, early October. You check for scale insects. If it stays too wet, the roots will rot, and then you will have problems. And the last thing you can do, if it's on the yellow side, you can put a little Epsom salts on it and see if that helps you just a little bit.
And I've done that, and it hasn't helped.
I think you got a root problem.
I do too.
And it may mean moving the plant, regretfully, or getting a new one, probably, if it's an old plant, been there for a long time.
I've had it about 6 or 7 years now.
Yeah, well, that's not very old, actually. But still, my guess is you got a root problem. You might still be able to lift it during the wintertime and reset it a little higher level, make sure it's not quite as moist. Hey, we got to run, but I hope it helps you out just a little bit, Eileen.
Can I pick it up and put it in a pot?
Yeah, you can do that, especially if you've got a pot big enough for a root system, and if it hasn't grown very much, that would work for you.
Hey, there we go. Tom, we have Walt in Merritt Island. We'll take him after the break.
After the break, yeah. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break right now. When we come back, we'll have Walt. I've got a bunch of text messages, but you can still get us here, 23680 for text messages, or you can give us a call, 407-916-5400. Still plenty of time left in the program, but get your question up or your call in. How's that sound? I'm Tom McCubbin, Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Are you tired of dodging the IRS for back taxes? Are you curious about potential new options available to you because of COVID-19? The coronavirus has forced the government to take extensive actions, making this the most opportunistic time for you to finally restructure or even resolve your tax debt with the IRS. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, and are experiencing hardships because of the impact of COVID-19, you could qualify for more aggressive resolution plans with the IRS. Tax Advocate Group Group has specialists ready to help you determine your eligibility for these programs. Act now before it's too late. This could be your best chance to resolve your tax debt. If left unresolved, your debt will continue to accumulate penalties and interest and eventually be subject to serious and punitive collection activity. Call to take advantage of these temporary tax relief options to resolve your tax debt today.
Call 800-819-6675. That's 800-819-6675. Again, 800-819-6675.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Happy to have you with us. Joni is here. She misses taking your phone calls, and due to the pandemic and everything, she hadn't been able to do that, but she is here, right?
I am here.
Good.
Yay.
Okay, we're going to do some text messages real quick here, and I apologize for being short and brief. How long do orange trees live and produce fruit? Have one maybe 20 years old and seems to be slowing down. And Teresa, orange trees live a long time. I mean, there's some that are 100 years old.
Well, they used to. Now we're not seeing it. That with that, the citrus greening psyllid, and all throughout the state, citrus greening has taken out all of our citrus trees. They're not lasting more than 5 or 6 years.
Yeah. So if you've got one that's old and it seems to be slowing down, I'd go through and make sure you're doing the fertilizer 4 times a year. Once in March, May, August, and early October, and keep it moist, see if that helps. Here's a text message from Southern Georgia. When and how to trim lemon trees? You know, if you're in Southern Georgia, the lemon trees are, of course, cold sensitive, and I just try to keep it into a nice little tree form and just thin out anything that's causing too much congestion and anything that's out of bounds. That's about all I would do. Teresa?
Yeah, I would. And then when you get the lemons off of it, you can just clip it back just a little bit. But if there's no fruit on it now, I would hesitate to cut it.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't cut it except if there's, like I said, out of bounds or maybe some congestion. some limbs like that. Okay, Teresa, phone call. We're going to be a little quick, folks.
Okay, so good morning, Walt. You're in Merritt Island. How can we help you?
Hey, good morning, folks. Morning, Tom. I had a large crepe myrtle, about 10 foot tall. It'd been in the ground for quite a while. Ended up dying completely. Looked like it ended up with some borer damage. So I'm wondering if the borer problem was the initial problem, or maybe that was opportunistic, and how to avoid that in the future.
Yeah, I'm going to think it's opportunistic. I'm seeing crepe myrtles right now with mushroom root rot due to all the rain. It's an opportunistic fungus also. And if you do take it out, if you're going to replant there, you're going to have to replace the soil in that area because mushroom root rot hangs around regretfully.
I have some volunteers, looks like some seeds that sprouted around the dead tree. Should I pull those out or try to save and transplant maybe? Or
You could try to save and transplant. Just remember, whatever took that crepe myrtle out could take that one out if it's a soil-related fungus. Hey, I hope that helped, Tom. A little bit. We got to move on.
Okay, we have Jennifer in Maitland, Tom.
Hi, Jennifer. We got a minute. How can we help you?
Hey, good morning. I have a gardenia, and it's been in the ground probably since 2006. It used to be very full and lush, lots of flowers, and now it's just been slowly thinning out, like no flowers. The branches have some kind of a black stuff on a lot of them.
You got a scale insect, and it's all working on the plant. I would get the BioAdvance tree and shrub protect and feed. Make sure you're fertilizing four times a year. Keep the soil moist. Keep a mulch on them. But you've got to get that scale under control. Hope it helps you out a little bit. I hate to be quick, but we got to run to the next one.
Okay, so we got last phone call, Tom, is Skip in Oviedo.
Hi, Skip.
Good morning, Skip.
We got a minute.
Good morning. I've been deadheading my drift roses this morning, and on a couple of them, there's quite a bit of small dead branches down in the middle. And I was thinking about giving it a major pruning. How far can I cut back, and when should I do it?
Teresa?
I think you can do it now and just clip everything out that's dead. You can always do that any time of the year.
Yeah, I have something like that too, Skip, and I'm going to go ahead and do it.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand. How far can I cut it back? They're about 18 inches tall right now. Could I take them to 9?
Sure.
Yeah, you're really cutting them back pretty hard. I'd just prune out the dead, I think, in that case and give it a fertilizer.
Well, it's pretty hard to get at. That's the problem.
Well, get the gloves on. Yeah, thanks, Skip. You got to run. Appreciate it. Is a good time to plant star fruit plants? This is the text message. I'd hold them till spring. When is the best time to prune plumeria? Teresa, what do you think? Springtime?
Well, it's going to start going dormant now, depending on where they are in the state. If it's down South Florida, then they can go ahead and prune them back. But I would hesitate. I would probably wait until after the winter, springtime.
There you go. Thank you, everybody. We appreciate it very much. As always, we run out of time, but I think we got everybody's questions in today, and we look forward to doing it again next week. So keep our number handy and get up on our website, betterlawns.com, or on Facebook, betterlawns.com. Teresa, thank you. Joni?
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. We want to say thank you to Lance.
Yes, for Lance for being here with us also. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida. And this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
800-948-5749. 800-948-5749. That's 800-948-5749.